probiotic.
The drought shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Hey, it's 10-year-old RSB and 10-year-old TMB together again, having fun on the air outside the box Wednesdays. Why are we 10-year-olds? Because we get to talk boobies this hour. Serious health stuff, though, Ty. It's not, you know, it's like it's a medical issue. We're going to talk about it with Sid Singer about bras and cancer relationship. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. I was talking to my wife, Charlene, about this earlier, and I have talked about Sid and his wife Soma and their book Dressed to Kill for the last 5-6 years. Every time I talk about breast cancer, I talk about their book, and so this is really exciting for me to be able to get Sid on the show today and go straight to the horse's mouth for some of this information.
It'll be awesome. And so our wives have approved us discussing this topic. Just so you think we're being bad and mean and not right. No, we're doing the right thing and getting the right word out, unlike the pink washing campaigns that happen every October. But first and foremost, Ty, a lot of GMO stuff going on. I was up in Washington State when the I-522 vote went down and in flames again, and it was like, we got to think of another strategy. But evidently this picked up some major coverage that even who's that guy, Colbert on Comedy Central, picked it up.
Yeah, Stephen Colbert, he's really funny. Charlene and I were watching some videos from him this weekend on that GMO issue, and I tell you, we got to play some for the audience here today. We got one of those clips.
Yeah, set up stage one with Colbert from, what's the show, The Colbert Report. Go ahead and run that.
It looks like Washington state voters have rejected Initiative 522, which would have required warning labels for foods with genetically modified ingredients. Thank goodness. Folks, I believe it is none of our business what we're putting in our mouths. But a great man once said, ignorance is bliss. Who was that man? Don't know, don't want to know.
But isn't that the way that they're selling this thing? It's like, you don't need to know what's in your food. What's the big deal?
They are. I mean, it's none of your business what you're putting in your mouth. That's exactly the way they're selling it. It's almost as if you are asking for something that's outrageous when you ask to know what's in a particular food product.
Right. And, of course, if you put it in your mouth, it has to be a drug. And that's what we say. As long as it's a drug. But if it's a dietary supplement, we don't want you to know we don't want you to even know about it, so you would choose to put it in your mouth. So there's obviously a double standard from the drug industry and the biotech industry. Let's hear the second Colbert clip.
Researchers have never found health consequences in humans from genetically modified foods, only in rats.
See, just rats. And the only reason we do those experiments is to promote rat health. Want to make sure they're eating right.
Yes, the rats must eat well. Right.
And isn't that true, though, Robert, that how many times have you talked to somebody about the dangers of, say, GMOs or other harmful additives to the food? And their response is, well, hey, they've just found that they're harmful in rats. We don't know what it does to humans yet. Right.
Well, I think GMOs should only be fed to TSA agents, because, you know, when you think about it, when you warn them about the radiation and the stuff they're hanging about, they're like, oh, you got to die of something. And I'm not making that up. They've said that to me. So it's like, OK, go ahead. All the GMOs go to the TSA.
Well, you know, by the looks of some of their weight, they're probably already eating plenty of them. Because, you know, as we know, we've talked about the effects that the high fructose corn syrup has on your metabolism, on your insulin, and the way that it causes obesity. And so it really looks like a lot of those agents are probably already indulging in GMOs quite frequently, because a lot of them have some weight problems. And I'm not making fun of them. I'm being serious. A lot of them do have weight problems. And I really believe a lot of the obesity problems today are because of the genetically modified foods and the high fructose corn syrup.
Well, okay, we're not allowed to know. We shouldn't know. We want to feed the rats healthy food, but not humans. Where does Colbert go in clip three?
Making businesses provide GMO warning labels would cost us all money. Right, Lady Newsmouth?
What some people say is, look, it's expensive to figure out if a food that might have a lot of ingredients, or any of them genetically modified, does it need to be labeled, that that costs money and we would see more expensive food in our communities.
Yes, America's food manufacturers can't take the time and expense to find out if there's genetically modified ingredients in their food. They don't even know if there's food in their food.
So true.
Oh, I know, I tell you, when they get that right, they get that right.
It's not food, is it? It's not. No. I mean, it really is not food. It's genetically modified organism, but it's not really food, because I think it was in Atlanta, Robert, weren't you, when you talked about intestinal health and good bacteria in your gut, weren't you speaking about the fact that your body, when you ingest genetically modified food, it does not even recognize it as food. It looks at it as a foreign invader, and it mounts an immune response to the food?
Well, we're seeing some evidence of these strange new protein aberrations. Of course, they can all say, well, it's made of the same amino acids, but of course, different sequences.
Different
sequences. Synthetically derived. I mean, you know, the unintended consequences are just, you know. And the thing is about the rats, you know, they always say rats studies are perfect because they mimic humans. But in the case of the rats for GMOs somehow, well, that's the exception to the rule, right? The,
yeah.
The rats rife with tumors. Well, that doesn't translate to humans. But in every other study, yes, the rat studies are great for drugs.
Yeah, and by the way, those rats that they used, you're speaking about that Cirillini study from last fall that was published at the University of Caen in France, and they said, oh, it was, you know, rats were the wrong kind of rats.
Uh-huh.
Well, guess what? The rats that they used in the Cirillini study were the exact same kind of rats that Monsanto used in their studies. The only difference was that Cirillini carried out the studies further until they started developing tumors, whereas Monsanto pulled the plug at 90 days.
Right, 90 days. No tumors. All right, shut them down. We did it. We've got it. And, of course, they're talking about feeding this for people over a lifetime. The two-year rat study showed devastating impacts. Let's hear where Colbert goes on clip four about GMOs right now.
Fox News understands where knowing things will lead.
The real impact would come is if you slap this label on the product, you scare the consumers away, then the farmers have to go to less efficient techniques.
That's when you stop seeing the seedless watermelons. The seeds come back.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? No seedless watermelon. Which, by the way, isn't even genetically modified. Then what will we do? Eat watermelons with seeds? What are we, animals?
That is classic. But, yeah, see, this is where we can be an equal opportunity offender. At times we could praise what Fox News reveals, like having Carol Alt on the weekend program there. That's awesome. But at the same time, they've got dunderheaded corporatists as well spewing news like this. Like, oh, my gosh, if we label it, people will not want to eat it. Well,
yeah. He said, you'll scare people off. Well, of course, yeah, if you let them know that inside this food product they're buying is genetically modified ingredients that could cause tumors and could cause sterility, yeah, it might scare them off. So, hey, let's just not tell them. Let's just not. And by the way, you mentioned Fox News and Carol Alt. I got to tell, last week we talked about the fact that I've been privileged enough to be invited on the Carol Alt show, the Healthy You, in January.
Sure.
The part that I forgot to mention, is the fact that the only reason that I'm even on that show is because of RSV, everybody.
He actually
connected us back about a month ago.
It's not me. I was telling Carol secretly, don't have that tie on, man. It's crazy what'll happen to the lenses. No, of course. I'm so grateful that she picked up on it and her producer did. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see you on there. Hopefully, I think it's scheduled for January at this point, but we'll keep everybody a heads up. And do keep supporting Carol Alt and Fox News when they do the right thing, because she's still cutting her teeth on that program, and there are going to be some interviews you're going to go, well, why did she have that guy on? But she's not in total control of it, but the fact that they can invite Ty on, have Nick Gonzalez on, that tells you things are shifting, and we do want to support that. And we do want to go back to the clip here. There's another clip of Colbert talking GMOs. I want to laugh some more. Where does he go next?
Questioning what's on your plate is un-American, folks. You think the pilgrims asked the Indians, oh, is this maize genetically modified? Is this squash locally sourced? No, they ate it because they were starving. And every day, Americans honor the pilgrims by eating as if we are starving.
Unbelievable.
It's un-American to ask what's in there. what's in your food. It's un-American. Isn't that true, though? I mean, it reminds me, there's a graphic that Charlie and I were looking at. This is just totally off subject. It's on the TSA, which we did talk about TSA, so I guess it's sort of on subject. But there's a graphic that I just put in my Monumental Myths book, which, by the way, just got approved today. It's going to be available for sale by next week. But it's a graphic that's got these four goofy-looking TSA agents, and they're smiling with these kind of weird, sardonic-looking grins, and they're saying, "If you don't let us touch your junk, you hate America." And isn't that one of the most popular criticisms of anybody today that would be labeled as a dissenter? That they're not just dissenting because they have good questions. They're not just thinking rationally. They hate America. If you question, you hate America. If you question the TSA, you hate America. If you want to know what's in your food, you're un-American. I mean, it sounds outrageous, but that's a very frequent criticism that people that are actually trying to get to the truth they'll get labeled as un-American.
And what if you laugh at Stephen Colbert talking about GMOs? Does that mean we're American or un-American? Let's find out in the next clip.
And just forget, please forget labeling it restaurant chains. I'm not interested in the contents of Starbucks lemon loaf cake. The word loaf tells me all I need to know. And don't tell me about the anti-foaming agent in my chicken McNuggets. That ruins the surprise when my mouth doesn't foam.
Oh man.
What is that, the anti-foaming agent? What's it called? Dihydropolysiloxane or something like that in the chicken McNuggets? I mean,
better you saying that than me. I'd trip all over that word. I'm impressed.
Well, I think I just made up half the word. I'm not sure that's actually the word. I know it's got some kind of polysiloxane in it, but yeah, it's an anti-foaming agent. It's actually very similar to Silly Putty.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of more Silly Putty, let's hit that last clip of Colbert before the break because I want to hear it.
I say we get rid of all labels. All food should come in an unmarked box. Like my new line of snack food, Stephen Colbert's Just Eat It. Every box comes with a complimentary blindfold. You put on the blindfold, open the box, and stick it in your mouth. Though, word of warning, don't let it near your rat, or he's a dead man.
Well, thank you to Stephen Colbert, Comedy Central, for that. And, of course, Ty Bollinger, thank you for him. It is Outside the Box Wednesdays. We're going to talk bras and breast cancer. But before we get there, a Fukushima update that you don't want to hear, but you need to. We cannot stick our head in the radioactive sand and pretend it will just go away. What can we do? Stick around. We're going to let you know. TMB, RSB, the power to heal is you know what. We're going to be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace and the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 11th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1284.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,330.86, $665.43 for a half ounce, or $332.72 for a quarter ounce. That's $330.86, $665.43, and $332.72.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
All right, some of you got a sneak of what's going on behind the scenes here, what we chat about on the breaks, but for now, we're back, and Ty Bollinger is here. It's Outside the Box Wednesday. Ty, of course, the author of Cancer Step Outside the Box, Work with Your Doctor, and the upcoming Monumental Myths, and we're going to talk about that a little later. We went long on the GMO, but I enjoyed the laughter with what we did, Ty. I appreciate that. But there's some serious issues we got to fill in with Obamacare and Fukushima and stuff like that.
Yeah, that was good. It's always good to laugh. Got to keep a perspective. But yeah, let's hit the ground running here. And first thing we wanted to talk about was I was really not really shocked, but it was a little bit shocking when Clinton came out yesterday and said what about Obamacare, that Obama needs to keep his promises. So why do you think that Clinton came out and said that?
Well, yeah, I was pondering that, but we really never concluded what was going on there, except how strange it was that one liar was telling another liar that to keep their promise.
Hey, the lying liars. That's what I talk about in my book. Yeah. No, I think this is my take on it. I think that Clinton's posturing, he's putting some distance between Hillary and Obama at this point, because Obamacare is a train wreck. Even though it's designed to fail, it's a train wreck, but from our perspective. And so the voters are not going to want to vote for anybody that's associated with Obama in a few years. And so I think what he's doing is setting the stage for Hillary to run in 2016 by distancing himself from this Obamacare fiasco.
Well, yeah, that could be the setup. I don't know if she'll be able to be removed far enough from Benghazi to make it happen. But then again, if enough Americans, one-third of all adults, do go on statin drugs like I covered last hour, anything is possible.
Yeah, they won't even know what's going on at that point.
Now, yeah, and there's another aspect to Obamacare is doctors are leaving the profession because of it. Where are they going to get the doctors? They can't go to the TSA agents. I mean, they're all going to be radiated and nuked out on GMO food now. So where are they going? Why not the policemen? Have you been hearing about these stories where they're traffic stopping and doing rectal exams now, vaginal exams? Where is this going?
Yeah, this is nuts, Robert. Literally, I mean, this we talked about last week the fella out in New Mexico that he ran a stop sign or something and then spent the next 12 plus hours being gang raped, for lack of a better term, from policemen and people in the hospital having rectal exams, enemas, colonoscopies, etc., looking for drugs that weren't there. Now we've got a story that Ben Swan posted yesterday or a couple days ago. Woman, same area of New Mexico. I don't know what's going on in New Mexico. That was stopped and had a vaginal search. So this is just disgusting stuff. I mean, where these cops think they're the new doctors for Obamacare. I don't know what it is, but you know, I last week I mentioned if I were that man's family, I would own that police department. I hope that this woman has a good attorney and that they own this new police department that's involved with this illegal, unconstitutional rape, for lack of a better word.
Yeah. Well, it's almost not, you know, a funny exaggeration to say what will they do next? Just retrofit their radar guns to give you, you know, let's say, ma'am, you were a 65 in a 35 zone. And by the way, can you put your breast on this thing? I've got my radar gun here. We're going to give you a mammogram. You know, how long will it be? I mean, the doctors are running from Obamacare. Who's left? A public servant? Well, public servant, police. Yeah, yeah.
Ironically enough, in this particular situation with the latest victim of these searches in here, she was not only was she strip searched, cavity searched, given a vaginal exam looking for drugs because they were convinced, they indeed gave her an x-ray as well. They actually x-rayed
her. They did. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Man, this is,
might as well have given her a mammogram, right?
Well, and that leads us to the radiation discussion briefly. We don't have a lot of time, but the Fukushima update, Ty. I mean, this is getting serious here. We cannot pretend it's not happening.
Yeah, Fukushima is very serious. I deal with that in the Monumental Myths book. I got a whole chapter on it. The main thing that you need to be aware of, folks, is that the radiation is still coming our way. Here, they are going to try to remove some of these spent rods within the next couple of weeks, which could be disastrous if they do it improperly. But even if they do it properly, we're still being pelted with radiation. So, you know, real quickly, good protocol for radiation, some good substances that you can use, cilantro, chlorella, activated charcoal. You know, fill your thyroid with good iodine so that you don't have the radioactive iodine. Modafinil, the brown seaweed, is excellent. So is kelp. One World Whey, you know, one of the sponsors here, One World Whey, excellent,
yes,
because glutathione helps with radiation. So you got some natural substances that you can be intaking to help mitigate that damage, because everyone in the Northern Hemisphere is being damaged by the Fukushima radiation. It's just to what extent are you being damaged. So if you can implement some of these natural substances in your diet on a regular basis, you'll be able to mitigate that damage and won't succumb to cancer as a result of this radiation.
Right. Remember the EMF detox from King Bio as well. And now it's your turn, ladies, from one x-ray to another. Boy, bras causing cancer now? The book called Dressed to Kill, Are You Dressed to Kill Yourself Unknowingly? Sid Singer is scheduled. We're going to talk about his book, Ty Bollinger, Outside the Box Wednesday. It is, there's lots of healing to go. Stick around, tell your friends. We'll be back to heal those boobies after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School?
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott. He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Right in the show notes of Outside the Box Wednesday at robertscottbell.com today, we have links and images up to our guest this segment. Dress to Kill is the book, and Ty, take it away. You know this one really well.
Yeah, really excited to have Sid Singer on with us today. I wrote my book on cancer about 7-8 years ago. I published it, and in the section on breast cancer, I referenced Sid's book and his wife as well, Soma. They wrote the book together called Dress to Kill, but I've never been able to speak to him personally till today. So, Sid Singer, so glad you could be on the show with us today. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Ty. It's good to be with you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, great. Now, you know, I'm so excited to have you on because I was telling Robert earlier on the show that almost every time that I lecture or that I'm doing any kind of radio interview where we talk about breast cancer, I always talk about you and Soma's book, Dressed to Kill, and about the link that you found between bras and breast cancer. So What I'd like to do now is just go straight to the horse's mouth. I know that you you love animals. I'm not calling you a horse, but it's a good euphemism here. We'll go straight to the horse's mouth, Sid. And if you could, first of all, just kind of give us a little bit of background for you, and then I'd like you to tell us what made you and Soma interested in writing a book about breast cancer.
Well, okay. As my background is, I'm a medical anthropologist, and I have training in medicine, anthropology, and in biochemistry, and I never thought I'd be in the breast cancer world. We fell into it when my wife developed a lump in her breast, and it got us on this journey to try to discover the cause. And I direct the Institute for the Study of Culturogenic Disease. A culturogenic disease is really what most of us suffer from. It's caused by the culture. It's problems that are created by our culture. And it's much more difficult to deal with these problems than you'd think. Breast cancer is really a culture-caused problem because it has to do with women's breasts and how they treat their breasts. And, you know, that's what the culture does to us. It makes us treat our bodies in ways that nature didn't necessarily intend. And that's not just our culture. It's been going on forever. You know, so-called primitive cultures, they did a lot of things to their bodies too, scarifications and piercings and stretchings and all sorts of weird stuff. So, people have been doing it for a long time. And what our culture today does is it binds the breasts for fashion reasons, just as they used to bind the whole body with corsets for centuries. And the corsets constricted women's internal organs and caused circulatory problems and breathing difficulties, and it literally killed women. It deformed their bodies and so forth. And that went on for hundreds of years. And at the same time, women were binding their feet in China for about 1,000 years, just constricting the feet in these tiny shoes to make the women basically disabled. And it was considered very fashionable, and the men would be erotic for them to unwrap their women's deteriorating feet, and they would literally, those would rot away. And this went on for 1,000 years. So cultures are often very mean to women, and they don't mind giving people extreme discomfort in the name of fashion. And it's almost like that's what makes it extra, you know, makes you look like a devotee of fashion, that you're willing to put up with all the discomfort. So that's when you have a breast-obsessed culture that binds breasts in bras to change the shape, you have a physiological problem. Because when you apply pressure to the breast to change their shape, that pressure cuts down on the lymphatic system in the breast tissue, which are these tiny microscopic vessels that drain the tissue of fluid and toxins and debris. And this is blocked. This fluid backs up in the breast, which is why women get cysts filled with this fluid, which over time become fibrous and they're painful. You get rid of the bra and the constriction stops and the breast can finally flush out. Most of the breasts have to flush to the fluid in the tissue, lymphatic fluid, flushes into the armpit lymph nodes. And if you imagine a bra with the shoulder strap, and you can even see in some large breast women deep grooves they get in their shoulders, there's a lot of pressure chronically being applied to the body that separates the breast from the armpits. I mean, imagine that, the pressure line. And women see this when they take their bras off. There are these red marks and indentations in their skin, which are signs of constriction. And this cuts down on the lymphatic drainage. So women are basically getting swollen edematous breasts. It's like lymphedema of the breast due to chronic clothing constriction. A little bit each day from puberty on, they wear their bra, and as long as they're wearing it and changing the shape and constricting them, they're cutting off the tissue circulation of these lymphatics, and over time they get diseased. And, we studied this with a study that's in our book, Dressed to Kill, a big study on 5,000 women, half of them have breast cancer, and we asked their bra-wearing habits, figuring that if this is true, then women with breast cancer should have a different bra-wearing history than women who don't have breast cancer. And we found out that indeed, bra-free women have about the same rate of breast cancer as a man. Men get it too, but very background. When you start wearing it tighter and longer you wear a bra, the higher your rates go until like after 12 hours, they start to sore. By the time 24/7 bra wearers are really asking for trouble, they have over 100 times a greater incidence of breast cancer than a woman who's bra free.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it something like bra free is 1 in 180 or so, and if you wear it 24/7, it's like 3 in 4.
Yeah, it's 168 for bra free, and yeah, 3 in 4. It's incredible. And in fact, you know, in Asia right now, women are being told, you know, these are cultures that never had breast cancer as a problem, but now they've become Westernized, and women are wearing bras as a fashion, and they've been told that it's necessary for your you know, to be in public with a bra they feel that they feel now it's modest to wear a bra, but that was a cultural imposition because they used to feel no problem being bra free, and now they're getting breast disease like crazy because they're wearing them 24/7. They've been told that this will prevent your breasts from drooping, and women in this country have heard that too. That's a complete lie. A recent study showed what people have known anyway who've studied this, that bras increase the droopiness of the breast because you're putting the breast in a harness that's artificially supporting the breast tissue. And normally there are these suspensory ligaments that hold the tissue intact that with time, they stretch out with use and gravity and genetics. But mm-hmm. bras don't prevent that. And they just, while you're wearing the bra, they make your breasts in a certain shape. But you take the bra off, and they get weaker, and of course they're heavier because of all the fluid.
Sure. Sid, I have a question for you real quick on from the medical angle of this. Is there anybody within the medical community trying to challenge you on your statements, or is it just the fashion and bra sellers that don't like what you're saying?
Well, the medical community has nothing to say except, oh, that doesn't make any sense. This is absurd. I haven't read it anywhere else. Things like that. They have no cogent argument because this makes total sense. All the lymphatics people understand this. Alternative health people understand this. But, you know, what's the problem is, this is a huge industry. This gets back to the culturogenic disease aspect of this. When you're dealing with, look at the pink campaign and how much that brings in. That's just the tip of the iceberg. All the mammograms every year. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry to promote the detection and treatment of this disease. I mean, you know that. You write about this too. And if you are dealing with a solution that's like, look at the bra, they should even, obviously, after 20 years that I've been saying this, okay, they should have done a study by now. But they refuse to. They're literally saying, and by they, I mean the American Cancer Society and the Susan G. Komen Foundation, and then their government puppet, the National Cancer Institute, they're all working for the pharmaceuticals that just want to have drug and surgical and radiation answers. They don't want a lifestyle change that avoids all of their procedures. So they refuse to research it or even legitimate it as an issue because as soon as they research it, it opens up the door. And there have already been 5 studies. That's the only ones that I know of. There's 2 that I've done. I did my first one in the United States. I did a follow-up in Fiji. And in that study, we were looking for case histories, and this is a culture that like 50% are bra-free. You know, if you're looking in the United States, 90% are wearing bras. It's hard to find bra-free women in many places. But in a place like Fiji, you have a clear distinction, like half the public wears them. And those are the ones that work. And in the workplace, they were told they need to wear them because the workplace is being controlled by Australians and New Zealanders who are very Western, and they want those fashions. So the ones, they're living in the same village, these GM women. They have the same genetics. They're all related. They're eating the same food. And the only difference is the ones that go to work at the resort or are teachers or nurses, they're wearing bras and they're getting breast disease. And the other ones are not getting it at all. I mean, it's like they don't even never had a problem. And they even say, my breasts are too big. I can't wear a bra. It's too constricting, confining. It's so uncomfortable. So there's a bra-free culture that, you know, the women who reject the bra still have healthy breasts. And, you know, but what happens is with time, these cultures get brainwashed, just like ours has been, into feeling they need these fashions, and it's a big, big industry. So, you know, it's getting the truth out on this. The only reason, Ty, that this is still alive, despite all the obvious resistance there has been to this information from the lingerie industry and the medical industry. But, you know, it's still happening for one good reason. When women get rid of their bras, they feel their breast health improve like crazy. It's like they could see it, feel it on themselves. And that's what's kept this alive, because women are, some of them are smart enough to just get the message and say, well, I'm not going to wear this for a while. And when they get rid of it, within days, their cysts go away.
Wow.
Their menstrual pain that they had is gone, because the menstrual pain was caused by the bra. And at that time of the month, you know, their estrogen peaks and the breasts swell like most of the body. So you're wearing the same size bra. And your breasts are bigger, so you're going to have bigger cysts and pain, and the constriction is greater during that time of the month. They get rid of the bra, they don't have that breast pain anymore. I mean, there's so many tangible things. They breathe better. They can start. They actually, you know, one of the big questions women have is, do women who are big-breasted need a bra? Okay, the answer is no. Women were not made with some flaw genetically that they need 20th century lingerie, just like they didn't need corsets either.
Yeah,
but they promote those garments as if your body needs it, you couldn't survive without that stuff. That's nonsense. That's just the industry selling.
Sid, unfortunately, we've got the music coming up. We're almost at the end of this segment. Thank you so much for coming on. I wish we could have you back. You are a brother from another mother with Robert and I. You're saying the same things that we talk about every day. So thank you so much for being on today, Sid. Tell people where they can find you real quick. What's your website?
KillerCulture.com. It's about how our culture is killing us and what you can do. KillerCulture.com.
All right, KillerCulture.com. We'll be back to wrap up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Wednesday with Ty Bollinger and Robert Scott Bell. That was a great interview with the author of Dressed to Kill, The Link Between Breast Cancer and Bras. We'll have to have him back on, Sidney Ross Singer and his wife Soma. And Ty, great connection there. Really important stuff.
Yeah, that was great. I was really glad to have Sid on. He's a very articulate fella, knows his stuff. I tell you what, his section just flew by, didn't it?
It did, but you know, flying by is something like you do, because you know you come here every week, and in between somehow you find the time to write another book, 400 plus pages, and my wife's going to beat me because I'm still working on it, but I've got some incentive now. We're going to do it. But your next book, Monumental Myths, how close is it to publication?
It's actually, I just finished it today, and I just approved the proof, so. It is going hot on the press and should be available within probably a week or so on Amazon. Monumental Myths. If you want to check out the website for the book, it's not, the purchase link's not ready yet because you can't buy it yet. But you can go to MythbustersBook.com and check out the you know what the book looks like. You can see the table of contents and so forth. You can even see a little quote from RSB there.
Sneak preview. It's going to be awesome. MythbustersBook.com.
And while you're bragging on me, I got to brag on RSB. Oh, he just sent me this thing last night. RSB, I'm being serious here. RSB just got a notification yesterday from Jonathan Emord and Associates that he has been awarded, what was it, Robert, the Excellence in Health Broadcasting Award for 2013?
I'm just kind of stunned into speechlessness, and that's not good for a radio host, but something along those lines. It hasn't washed over me, whatever this is, but there's a big event going to happen.
It's huge. This is huge. I mean, this is, Robert's acting like it's no big deal. This is huge. He wins he's been nominated and won the Excellence in Health Broadcasting Award for 2013. And so in September of next year, he's going to Washington, D.C. for the ceremony. And, there's a lot of notary type people there, one of which is Rand Paul's going to be there. So, man, RSB, that's great. I'm really proud of you. You do great work, and it's about time you get recognized for it.
Oh, silly little me, humble homeopath with an attitude. Look what's happening. So, but hopefully I'll have a book before then. My wife, like I said, I'm serious. My wife's going to beat me, and she'll have every right to do so if I can't get it finished before now and then. But thanks, yeah, for referencing that. We'll have Jonathan Emord on to talk about it and see who else won some awards, and maybe we get Ty up there as well to D.C. We could do an event. So that'll be September of next year. But more information forthcoming. Now, on the Monumental Myths book, we got a sneak preview. Maybe next week it'll be live. That'll be cool. But what about the Splash Lab from BYU? I want to hear, Ty, your take We talked off the air about it. I mean, do you have trouble? I mean, this is kind of personal, but can you make it into that bowl? I mean, I think aiming, it should be better, but men seem to not be able to figure this thing out.
Well, just for those that weren't listening yesterday when you and Super Don talked about it, give a brief overview of what the Splash Lab is.
Well, Don, you brought this to my attention. There's actually a lab at Brigham Young that's trying to teach men not to miss the bowl or splash everywhere, and women will love this.
Yeah, they're researching something called urinal dynamics. And they had all these different tests. There's actually a YouTube video of it where they're showing that, you know, if you aim at a certain angle on a surface that's at a certain distance and you do, you know, to minimize the overspray and the splash. What can you say about that? You know, a guy
wait.
How to pee.
Guys, yeah. Are y'all saying that you're actually supposed to pee in the bowl?
You mean you didn't know that?
Man.
A lot of 10-year-olds.
I knew that. I knew that.
A lot of 10-year-olds and teenage boys never get that memo. And some of the wives are still bothered by the husbands that never got the memo.
Man, it's funny that they've got a lab that they're actually testing out the splash effect.
That's right.
I think that's funny. I mean, it's not a moment of duh, but it's almost what? You've got a lab that does what?
Amazing. Well, we got to have a moment of gratitude for our friends that support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty here outside the box each week with Ty. We've got the Carnivora, Richard Ostro we had on a few weeks back. And what an amazing. I've been taking the Carnivora every day and, of course, the Better Way Health Beta 1 3D glucans because I've been traveling like crazy. Other than being tired from the trip, not a cold, not a cough, I'm doing great.
Good. Well, you've got two excellent products there, the Carnivora and the Better Way Health Beta 1 3D Glucan. That's a good 1-2 punch for the dynamic duo.
Really cool. Really cool. Well, we're glad to have them on board. And all of the sponsors that you hear about the commercials, say thanks. We acknowledge them from time to time as well. Bring them on for great interviews. And TMB, RSB, signing off for the day. Yeah, can you believe it how fast it went?
Wow. Well, as always, RSB, it's been great to be with you again. Look forward to another Outside the Box Wednesday 7 days from now.
Yes. It'll be here before we know it. In the meantime, look forward to seeing everybody in Sarasota on Saturday, next Friday back in Eustis, and TMB back here on Outside the Box Wednesday next week. Until then, tell your friends the power to heal is theirs and yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.